Lasher is the Director of Communications for Governor Rick Snyder. Geraldine, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Tony. How are you?
Well, I imagine the water cooler around the governor's office is pretty good tidings today, as it was a split decision, but the Detroit City Council okayed the consent deal. What's your perspective on that?
We're extremely pleased that the council voted to really move forward with a consent agreement. This has been what the governor has been wanting. He really wanted to work in partnership with the mayor's office and with the city council, and that's what this consent agreement really does. It makes sure that the priority remains on fixing the finances and really addressing the financial crisis that's been in the city for so many years, and really moving forward for services for individuals.
So what happens next?
Today, actually, the governor will he'll accept the recommendations, accept the consent agreement. He puts his signature to the document, and then we move forward. One of the key components of the consent agreement is the creation of a financial advisory board. And what that is really experts and individuals with specific skills and expertise in financial issues and being able to turn around financial situations and really looking at potential members for that. We're looking for the Michigan Association of CPAs should be doing some, looking at their qualifications and looking at the potential candidates' abilities before appointment. So really looking for qualified candidates to serve that role, and then looking at the details of how to really move forward with the implementation steps that are outlined in the consent agreement so we can start getting some relief to the financial situation.
So this team that's put together, I would imagine there will be some folks from the governor's office, but you're looking for people tied to the city of Detroit?
The governor will have appointments, the mayor will have appointments to the board, as well as the treasurer and council as well. So there's good representation for individuals. But again, we're looking for people who have specific skills and expertise in finance issues. The governor has said for so many years it has not been a lack of plans that really has been a problem for Detroit. It's the lack of implementing those plans. So that's really what we're focused on, because we've got to get the finances in a much better situation so then the residents can get the types of services that they deserve in their community.
Speaking of Mayor Dave Bing, he returned to the hospital yesterday for what his staff described simple precaution because of some discomfort. He had surgery on March 24th and was readmitted to Henry Ford Hospital. He had been released Monday morning, but decided to go back in after a 9-day stay some work on his colon. Now, there is a interim mayor who's been named the deputy mayor, and that's Kirk Lewis. With the illness of the mayor, does that put any challenges with moving forward with the consent deal?
We actually, obviously, the first priority is we want to make sure that the mayor continues to recover and continues to do well. So certainly our thoughts are with Mayor Bing, and we certainly want him to recover. And Kirk Lewis, who's deputy mayor, Kirk has been intimately involved with all of these discussions and all of these conversations, even before the mayor had gotten ill. And Kirk and the mayor, I know, have been in constant communication. So really our conversations have been able to progress and move right along because all of the partners really had been working collaboratively beforehand.
All right, Geraldine Lasher is the Director of Communications for the Governor's Office. Geraldine, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Good talking with you. Thank